Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. We're back. Mark is back. Mark is back from, I mean, you went full Griswold this weekend.
Yeah, I went, I went on a sojourn.
You went on, you saw the great USA.
I zigzagged across the United States of America, and I'm better for having done it.
How many states did you drive through?
I drove through Florida.
First of all, what were you doing this week?
Okay, so I flew down Friday right after the show. Well, I didn't do the Thursday. Show Friday. I flew down Friday morning during the show. So I flew down Friday morning to Florida, Sarasota, Florida, went to Anna Maria Island where my son is working for the Pittsburgh Pirates, picked up my daughter-in-law's car, packed up their car, got up early Saturday morning and started driving across the United States. So I went through Florida, which takes forever to get through Florida. But through Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, into Tennessee, down to Arkansas, through Arkansas, to Oklahoma, to Kansas, and then Kansas, obviously I-70, into Colorado.
It's kind of a winding way you went. So you went kind of like a west-north... West.
I kind of zigzagged.
Cut across.
Well, you know.
Get on I-40 and go.
You would think, I never really looked, and I just plugged in, and that's the way that my son told me to go. And at one point, I'm driving through Mississippi, I'm in Starkville, and he goes, "Why are you so far north right now?" And I said, "I don't know, that's what the app." So I didn't really look at a map, I just went new school. I went millennial and just plugged it in and followed, you know, she just was yelling at me. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but she's yelling, barking directions at me. I'm like, "I am getting off! Like, get off me! I'm listening!" So anyhow, that was my, yeah, I kind of zigzagged across the United States, and
but you saw a lot of America.
I did see America.
Saw America.
I spent the night in Arkansas.
Russellville, Arkansas?
Russellville, Arkansas.
Any of our listeners ever been or from Russellville, Arkansas?
Yes. So I get into, and it's late, you know, it's like 10:30, it's pitch black out, and so the first hotel I see, I pull in, and you know, I mean, it's fine. The bed was comfortable. It was fairly clean. It was kind of it was kind of a seedy.
Didn't hear any rustling.
Right.
Night, huh?
Seedy motel, you know. So I get up the next morning. I'm ready to roll. I pull out, grab a cup of coffee over at the Pilot gas station, you know, big giant, like a big gulp cup of coffee type of thing, and get back on the road. And I don't go more than half a mile down the road. And there's this brand new hotel. I was like, yeah, really? Yeah, moron. Right. Like, if you just muscled up for another, 800 yards, you'd have been at the Ritz compared to the one I stayed at. But such is life. You know, it's a character builder.
So are you one of those types that, cause I know how much coffee you drink.
Yeah.
And I know how many times you go to the bathroom during a show here.
Right.
So were you like constantly stopping? Did you like go in a cup or?
No, I never had to. Teeth were floating, I got to down to three quarters. I always get to at about a quarter tank of gas. I pull over, fill up, grab another cup of coffee, hit the head, and then I'm right back in there.
Really?
It's like about an 8 minute stop.
Sure, but you can go three quarters of a tank.
Yeah.
Without having to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I go every four hours or so.
Okay.
Yeah, every 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
there was a couple times where it was, where it got a little hairy there, where I thought about it, but I made her.
Well, welcome back. Listen to a lot of Yacht Rock, I assume, along the way?
Tons of Yacht Rock and tons of 80s. And then, like my daughter asked me, well, what are you doing? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you listening to, what are you listening to? I go, I just listen to music. And then I talk to myself. So I end up just talking to myself, Mike. I mean, so I ask myself questions and then I answer questions, you know?
It's like question mark.
Yeah, it is. It's like I got a whole series of things that I've gone over through, you know, through like coverages and what do you think of this? Well, that's funny you should ask me. You know, and then,
Mark, that's a great question.
Yeah, and then I go through like a 20-minute diatribe of whatever it is that I'm thinking about. So yeah, I've pretty much solved the world's problems.
Yeah, that's right.
I will
tell
no one.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mark, what will be the keys for Drew Locke to be able to make the jump this
right.
year? Well, it's funny you should say that.
Right.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
I had answers for that and, and not getting vaccinated. Like,
Man.
So,
boy.
The same people,
you've
Mike.
You've pretty much hit the hat trick of hot button topics over the last week and a half or so.
Yeah. I had so many. I don't trust it. I'll just tell you. I don't trust it.
Man, I give you, I don't know whether to praise you or just want to take you aside and just lecture you.
Right.
Dude, I mean, man, you love a fight.
I find it.
You love a good scrap.
I find it entertaining, you know. You know what I think social media, I know we're off track, but what I think of social media. I think of social media a lot like I think of the locker room. Like, you come in the locker room, man, it's, there's a certain killer be killed.
Sure.
The best defense is a good offense. Be on the attack all the time. So, you know, you come into my locker room, expect to get roughed up a little
bit. Right.
I mean, you know, we take the gloves off. You know, can you handle the heat? And I think of it as a lot like, walk in the locker room. Let's spar a little bit.
Yeah, I think the people who get after you don't understand how much you just have fun with this. This is just fun to you.
Right.
You know, for them, it's life and death. I mean, they're just
They get all mad and then all of a sudden I'm down 1,000 followers. That's it. I'm never following you again. You're an idiot. I don't care.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
They'll be back. Okay. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams. What the heck does that last dance picture mean for their Packers future and their Broncos future? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
All right. So over the weekend, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams posting last dance pictures on their Instagram pages. Mark, you're the Aaron Rodgers whisperer.
Right.
So what's going on?
That's it. They're not playing together. Obviously Rodgers is not ever, what?
Not playing together. Wait a minute. The last dance, the whole idea of the last dance was the idea of they went through a season together knowing this was going to be their last go around. So that's how I read it. I read it that Rodgers and Adams are looking at this upcoming season as their last time together, as opposed to they've already played their last season together.
Oh, see, I looked at it like last year was their last season together. That was their last dance.
All right.
I mean, listen, I don't know. I obviously don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do believe... You know, what I've heard, I do believe in some of the sources and what I have heard is that, and until they prove otherwise, I'll just go with this, that there's no way that Rodgers is ever going to play for Green Bay again.
Because the speculation now is that there's one of two scenarios. Either he retires to force a trade, or they do work on a one-year compromise deal. With the understanding that, okay, you come back, you play for us for one more year, and then we trade you.
Right, but I would also say this. I mean, how long does Aaron Rodgers want to play? Like, at what point does he, decide, hey, man, that's not worth it? I mean, a one-year deal is great, Mike. That's awesome. But if you're planning on playing for another 4 or 5 years, what if you get injured? And, a one-year deal is a one-year deal. I mean, of course, it's a lot of money. Listen, David Dunn is his agent. David Dunn orchestrated the trade for Carson Palmer when Carson Palmer demanded a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Bengals said, absolutely not, we're not going to trade you. There is no way. They were at a standstill. What did Carson Palmer do? He retired. Put the pressure back on them, and eventually they got him over to Oakland, and that trade was consummated. So to me, it's the blueprint's already in place. You retire, and now what? What are you guys going to do now? Because now, hey man, when I retire, like that probably should have been done draft night when they were working on a deal with the Broncos. It should have been done then. Or the Raiders or whoever else they were working a deal with. I don't know who else they were working a deal with, but deals were being discussed. Because you were going to get a lot more value then. Now, I mean, if the guy's retired, does his value sink? I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the parameters are once you're already retired.
Because the Packers would still hold on to his rights.
They would still hold his rights.
So what is he accomplishing by retiring?
He's forcing their hand. Now, all of a sudden, if he's retired, what are you going to do? You're forced to play. You know, it wasn't cryptic either. The whole premise was, and he said this, how many times did he say, I threw a monkey wrench into their plans by winning the MVP? There was a trade agreement in place. I went out and won an MVP, and they got cold feet about making that trade. There's never been an MVP in the National Football League that's been traded. Now we're going to look, now do we have egg on our face? I mean, it's pretty simple. Now let's start start smearing him. Hey, he's a complicated fella. Hey, we offered him this great big contract. He turned it down. Hey, I mean, that's what's going on. So I looked at The Last Dance like they have played their last year. They played last season was their last dance together.
Okay.
Do you really think he's going to come back on a one-year deal? There were reports he wants 2 years, $90 million.
Yeah, no, the idea of him agreeing to just a one-year, hey, let's, let's just do this one more year as a compromise, and then we'll go our separate ways. You can't do that when you're this late in your career. You're right. I mean, there's too many risks of injury. He has to have some sort of idea about what his future is, and just 1 year playing it year to year isn't it. Now, I don't think he plays either, but the idea of him retiring, that's okay. If I'm the Packers, Aaron Rodgers says he's going to retire. I know he doesn't want to retire. Right. I know he still wants to play.
Right.
So this is just the same as him holding out. I'm still going to call your bluff if I'm the Packers. I'm still going to call your bluff. Okay, you want to retire? Retire.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, and go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, sit out. It's the same as holding out, but either way, we're still going to squat on you. We hold your rights.
Yeah, that's fine. And then at what point do you start to realize, what if retirement, he goes, man, I got some other things going on. I've got a lot of other opportunities. I actually kind of like this deal. Now, you know what you're going to get for him? Nothing. Ever. So now at what point does the pressure come back, the leverage situation come back? At what point do the fans, I mean, all of a sudden, just follow social media. He's a drama queen. Get rid of him. Packers, the Packers, the cheesehead nation is turning against him. So at this point, at some point, like, you've won in the court of public opinion, the guy's unreasonable. You offered him a big contract. He doesn't want to play here. Good riddance. We trust the Packers and the way they do their quarterback situation and blah, blah, blah. I mean, eventually, if you want to get something for him, if you want to have value added to your franchise, don't you have to move him? So what if he decides, what if you go into the offseason, he decides, I'm actually pretty good retired. Feel good. Body feels good. Got a couple things I'm working on. I think I'm going to stay retired. We'll see what Peyton Manning's doing. I mean, Peyton Manning's got a 10-game set for the Monday Night Football with his brother. He does all these breakdowns on the play things. What do you think? What do you think Peyton Manning is making a year?
Yeah, but
just
doinking
around.
But Peyton was broken. Peyton physically couldn't play anymore. See, I think Rodgers doesn't look at Manning as an inspiration. He looks at Brady as an inspiration.
Sure.
And says, hey, look, here's a guy who's, 44 and he's still out there slinging it.
Yes, but.
And they've talked about life after football. I think Brady's message to Rodgers is like, look, we're only going to get to do this once.
Right.
Do it for as long as you can and as well as you can.
Right.
The rest of your life is waiting. There's plenty of time for
that. Everybody says that. Everybody says that. When you were playing, we said that all the time. Get as much as you can get. Play as long as you can play. Until the game kicks you out. But let me just tell you this. When you sit out for a while, especially at that age, Mike, your body, like there's a certain callus you build on your body that gets used to doing what you do. And the further you get away from it, those calluses go as like work hands, All of a sudden you come back to a physical labor job after you've been off for a while, you better have a pair of gloves because your hands aren't wired that way anymore.
Well, while we wait for the Aaron Rodgers drama to play out, Deshaun Watson reports to Texans camp. What's next for him? And is he still in the Broncos' sights? That's next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on. Rodgers in the shotgun. He takes on first and goal. Throws the middle. Touchdown! Devontae Adams in the seam from Aaron Rodgers' 6-yard touchdown laser.
Packers radio right there. So a cryptic Instagram post by both Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams showing Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and The Last Dance. So it leads to, I guess, three different possibilities. One, this upcoming season will be their last together. Two, last season was their last together. Or three, it was just a jab at Packers management. Jerry Krause, Brian right. Gutekunst, Mark Murphy type stuff.
Yes.
Something like that, I think, goes a little bit deeper, a lot deeper than just simply a jab at the Packers management. To me, it's either they're going to play one more season together or this was their last season together.
Well,
what's your read on it?
My read is it's their last season together, and there's the part of that.
They already played it.
Yeah, they already played it. And part of it is also, I didn't even think about the Gutekunst thing, but it's comparing Gutekunst to Krause,
right.
The way Krause was just made. And, ultimately, Krause probably did a pretty good job putting all the things together that he put together, but Michael Jordan couldn't stand him.
But my understanding of this is that Rodgers, maybe he's got some beef with Gutekunst, but it really is Mark Murphy that he's got the biggest beef with. The Packers CEO.
Yeah, well, that certainly could be the situation as well. So, I just think from a management standpoint, Aaron Rodgers is like he is sick and tired of the little things and being lied to by management, and therefore he's just like done. I'm done playing this game with you guys. So, I think it's more, hey, we played our last game together, and we went out as NFC runners up.
MVP season, huge receiving right. season for Adams. It was awesome. That kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm with you. I just have a hard time believing we're going to see Aaron Rodgers in a Packers uniform.
Did after that last championship, did Michael Jordan retire?
No. Play for the Washington Wizards.
No, I know, but didn't he retire and then come back and play for the Washington Wizards?
Did he retire a second time? Yeah, he did retire twice.
So is this another way Rodgers is basically foreshadowing, I'm going to retire because you guys are morons.
Okay. We watch and wait.
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Deshaun takes the snap. Stepping right. Pumping. Stepping left. Watson floats one of the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Kiki QT.
Texans radio. So Deshaun Watson reported to Texans training camp. Now, before you say, wait a minute, I thought he wanted to be traded. He still wants to be traded. He only did this so he won't get fined $50,000 a day. And now it kind of puts, it shifts the onus to the Texans and the NFL to decide what to do with Watson, who still faces 22 civil cases involving sexual assault. So this, what will likely happen is the NFL will just decide, look, we don't want a circus. We don't want a sideshow. Until this thing gets resolved, he's going to be placed on paid administrative leave.
Yeah,
so he'll be basically just paid to stay away.
Right. What is that? The commissioner's exempt list.
Right.
Where you still get paid, but go home.
Go home. Right. Go home. Stay out of the way.
Right.
Don't be a distraction.
So yeah, that's I'm 100% with you that. That's exactly what's going to go on is he's basically forcing the commissioner's hand. You know, and people speculated, well, now is he tradable? He's not tradable. I mean, he is not, this guy is toxic right now. He is not tradable until his legal situation is figured out. And then on top of that, what will his suspension be? I don't know, but he's going to get suspended. So you're talking about not only this, I don't even think they go to court until next
February.
Spring, February, right. So they don't even have, he didn't even have his day in court until next February. So he's not playing this year. And the odds are he's going to, if he clears it up, he's going to be suspended for a portion of next year. So he's not tradable right now.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Now Jones back out for a drive.
NBC TV right there. The Avalanche, a no-brainer. This was the easiest thing to forecast. Cale Makar has re-signed with the Avalanche, a six-year, $54 million contract. Now, the news there is it is being widely regarded as a team-friendly deal that Makar, you know, certainly worked with the Avs in a way to keep his average per year salary a little bit lower than it certainly could have been, and with the idea that hey, maybe I could have got a little bit more, but this will allow you to try to go out and sign other people. Our own Adrian Dater, our Avalanche insider, tweeting out last night, early this morning, that what he's hearing is not great news, not a lot of positive momentum on a deal getting done for Gabe Landeskog before free agency starts. Landeskog, Grubauer, Brandon Saad are the three big signees out there.
All right, but they got Makar, who many think is the best young defenseman in hockey, right? So
look, Makar should be winning multiple Norris trophies as best defenseman over the next decade. Multiple.
Okay, well, there you have it. I mean, youth, a guy that has proven it. Do you feel like that's it for the captain? Like he's gone?
Well, again, I'm going by what AD was talking about. And on Friday, he was feeling pretty optimistic. Over the weekend, that turned. He acknowledged that he's not feeling as optimistic.
Right.
So the idea being that Joe Sakic kind of has a number drawn in the sand and says, look, take it or leave it type thing. There's not going to be a whole lot of negotiation. So we shall see. Next on the Morning Brew.
Final 7 seconds here. Lillard puts it up. Holiday. No, and that will do it. Bucks has beaten the United States in the first game in Pool A. Final score 83-76.
All right, so Chris Marlowe, by the way, on the call there for NBC. As
yes.
Team USA is quickly becoming a very unlikable team right now. As this collection of all-stars, this latest dream team, suffered another embarrassing loss in the Olympics, this time to France. And as Evan Fournier, the former Nugget, said, individually, they're better than us. But as a team, we were better.
Well, what I always tell you about speed and athleticism and all that, you know, all that stuff that's easy to see for the fan base doesn't make you a great team. Just doesn't make you a great team. So you gotta be willing to sacrifice for one another. You gotta be willing to play for one another. You gotta be willing to do those things. I think that's, you know, the collection, you know, I mean, there are times when the collection of talent is so overwhelming, but you still have to be, you know, you still have to be a team. And let's face it, basketball is so much more global than it was back when, you know, Michael Jordan and those guys were just, I mean,
they've caught up
crushing everybody. Yeah. Yeah, they from a talent standpoint and just a skill standpoint, they've caught up.
Well, yeah, France is a team. They've been together. They've been training. They've been practicing. Mm-hmm. You got a USA
eating
team
baguettes
that literally
probably together.
What?
Probably baguettes? Eating baguettes together.
That's right. But you got
team that eats baguettes together stays together, Mike.
Wins together. And you got a USA team that literally just added on the fly.
Wee!
Chris Middleton and Devin Booker and Jrue Holiday, who just less than a week ago were going against each other in the NBA Finals. Right. Now, here you go. Jump into this team. Be teammates and all that.
Didn't they get JaVale McGee, too?
They had JaVale McGee.
What was he doing?
Yeah.
He just
probably doing as much as he did in contributing to the Nuggets this year.
Oh, I got something funny. So Friday night, Friday night, I get into Florida. And the Olympics, you know, there's the Olympic whatever's on, you know.
The opening ceremonies.
From Japan, and Drew, my 4-year-old granddaughter. So we went to Disney World and we went to Japan at Epcot.
Okay.
And she got a stuffed animal called it's a Charizard. It's like a dragon, Charizard dragon. Yeah, it's Pokemon. And she goes, Popo, I've been there. Togio, Japan. I went to Togio. She goes, I've been there, Popo. I got my Charizard in Togio, the real Togio. She goes, the real Togio, Japan. I was in Japan. I was like, oh,
Popo Shisho.
I didn't correct her either because I think that's cute.
That's cute.
Yes.
Plus, she calls you Popo.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Coming up, James Merrillat. What is grinding his gears? We'll find out next. Let's see, how did Millennial Ben refer to James Merrillat today?
Oh, yeah.
Top dog at DenverFan.com.
Ooh, that's him. That is him.
Millennial Ben comes up with something different. What was it last week? It was Supreme Commander, I think it was, or something like that. King? No, not King. It was something
else.
It was
the champion.
The champion? Reigning champ.
Yeah.
All right. So we got top dog at DenverFan.com. Okay. Let's jump into it. What is your latest read of what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams? How did you read the Last Dance Instagram post?
I read those as they're coming back to do one more season with the Packers, right? Like, because the documentary was all about how the Bulls came back for that final season. They all knew it was going to be the Last Dance. They embraced it. They, you know, tried to make the most of it. That's what I think is going on here. I don't read it as they thought last year was the Last Dance because they didn't know that going in. So I think it's sort of a, hey, we're going to all come back together one more run at it in Green Bay, whether we want to be there or not, whether we hate the GM or not, right? Just like Jerry Krause. That's how I read it, is they're all going to come back, do it one more time, and then go get their money elsewhere in 2022, retire, go host Jeopardy, whatever, but one more run with the Packers.
All right, let me throw a monkey wrench into it. You know, okay. Aaron Rodgers said after the season, hey, man, I went and won an MVP, and it threw a monkey wrench into their plans. He did know last year was his last year. He knew that. It was guaranteed that he was going to be traded. Now what do you say about that Instagram post?
That certainly would add a different interpretation to it. If he knew it, if his teammates knew it, you know, if Devontae Adams and everybody else knew heading into 2020 that it was their last run, then you're reading it as sort of a you know, waving as you walk off into the sunset. Look, it's not coincidental that they both put it up. There's certainly some meaning to it. Aaron Rodgers has been the master for, 3 months now, nonstop? That he's been the topic of conversation almost every single day because he puts out something cryptic, whether it's on Instagram or it's a comment he makes during the match, or it's through Adam Schefter, or whatever the case may be. Man, he's done a great job of keeping his name front and center. That would certainly change my opinion of it, Mark, if that's how he thought of it going into last year. If he knew this is my last year in a Packers uniform, no matter what, then yeah, that's certainly another interpretation of it.
James, would it be smarter for George Payton and the Broncos to wait and hold out for Deshaun Watson, even with everything that's hanging over him?
No, I don't think so. I think that situation, I mean, who knows how that's going to turn out. So that's part of it. If you don't even know if he'll become available. Two, you know, is that the kind of guy you want to bring in here and have be the face of your franchise with all that going on? So I think that adds to it. And the other part of it is, and look, Deshaun Watson had a really good season last year. He's a very good quarterback, but Aaron Rodgers is to me light years. Well, maybe not light years. He's a lot better. I think they're an instant Super Bowl contender with Aaron Rodgers. I think they're a playoff contender with Deshaun Watson, but I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. So no, I don't think that would be the smart route. There's just so many risks to it and so many unknowns that I think that becomes too much of a gamble.
I mean, this is based on the idea, of course, that he's, you know, he's cleared to play by the NFL.
Sure.
Okay. So if he's cleared to play by the NFL, then I get what you're saying about Rodgers right now, but you're talking about, in the case of Watson, you're talking about someone who's 12, 13 years younger.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. He's what, 25?
And if the NFL deems him eligible to play, he's going to be playing for somebody. He's going to be the face of somebody's franchise.
I'm with you. I just think, you know, and look, nobody's trying to put together a team full of Boy Scouts, but I don't know if a guy that's had 22 allegations, even if the league clears him to play, is somebody that I'd want to have be the face of my franchise. I mean, I get it. If the league lets him play, then, you know, there are certainly teams that will embrace him. That just wouldn't, my team wouldn't be one of them. I'll put it that way.
As we move forward, is there a cutoff date? Like, is there a cutoff date where Aaron Rodgers becomes unappealing to you if you're the Denver Broncos? Meaning, you know, if he does retire and, you know, the Packers are hell-bent for election to hold on to him through the season or wait until the October trade deadline. Is there a point where you're just like, hey, it's time to move on?
Probably Labor Day. You know, I think training camp and preseason, it'd be great to have him here and getting accustomed to the system and his teammates and all those kind of things. But, you know, if you made the trade around Labor Day, you still have the full week to get ready for week one. And he probably wouldn't play week one anyway. But, you know, you'd have some time. I think once you get into the season and you start getting into the Carson Palmer type territory with when he got traded to the Raiders from the Bengals, I mean, man, then it would be a rush to try and get him in the lineup and get him ready. Then you'd be probably trying to dig out of a hole, right? Because you wouldn't make that trade if things were going well with Teddy or Drew. So I would look at it and say, I would have to have him here for the entire season. Maybe not starting every week. Maybe he doesn't start week one, but I think you got to have him as a part of the roster for all of 2021 for it to make sense. So to me, the deadline, it'd be pushing it, but the deadline is Labor Day.
All right, James, thank you very much.
You bet, fellas. Appreciate
James Merrillat, top dog at DenverFan.com on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Coming up, got some breaking news regarding Deshaun Watson that we want to get to. We'll do that next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.